दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अजय कुमार। द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स एंड ईरान आर होल्डिंग टॉक्स इन इस्लामाबाद टू एस्टेब्लिश लास्टिंग पीस इन वेस्ट एशिया। ईरान स्टेट रन न्यूज एजेंसी कन्फर्म दैट थ्री पार्टी टॉक्स विद यूएस, ईरान एंड पाकिस्तान has begun after a reduction in Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon and other preconditions being met. Iran's semi-official news agency reported that key issues on the agenda include efforts to implement a ceasefire in Lebanon, the release of Iranian assets held by the U.S., and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's first Vice President Mohammad Reza Aref has warned that no agreement would be reached if the United States prioritizes Israel's interests during the talks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar began his UAE visit by meeting members of the Indian community yesterday. During the interaction, he spoke about Government of India's efforts towards their well-being and security amidst the West Asia conflict. The External Affairs Minister appreciated their contributions to the local society during these difficult times, as well as the support of the Government of the UAE in ensuring welfare of the Indian community. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached a feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies in Katwa, Jangipur and Kushmandi yesterday. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed rallies at Bankura and Purulia in West Bengal. Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee addressed public rallies in Bankura, West Medinipur and Jhargram. Polling for the 294-member West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on April 23rd and April 29th. In Bihar, 13 people have been killed and many others injured in a tragic road accident in Katihar district last evening. The accident occurred near Basghata Chowk in Kodha block on National Highway 31 when a bus collided head-on with a pickup vehicle. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of the accident and wished for the recovery of the injured at the earliest. The Prime Minister also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund that would be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each will be provided from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund to the next of kin of the deceased. The injured will be given a financial assistance of 50,000 rupees. Union Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said that all user fee payments at national highway fee plazas across the country are being processed exclusively through digital modes of FASTag or Unified Payment Interface UPI from 10th of this month. The ministry added that, however, this transition has not been implemented in the states of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Assam and West Bengal, as well as the Union Territory of Puducherry, in view of the Model Code of Conduct currently in force due to ongoing electoral process. Sadhana Saptah 2026 has recorded over 3.18 crore course completions, marking a tenfold growth under Mission Karmayogi. The campaign, held from the 2nd to the 10th of this month, reinforced the government's commitment to building a future-ready, citizen-centric and competency-driven civil service ecosystem. It was inaugurated through a video message by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who emphasized continuous learning and capacity building among government functionaries. Legendary playback singer Asha Bhosle was rushed to Mumbai's Breach Candy Hospital after reportedly suffering a cardiac arrest. As informed by Dr. Pratit Samdani at Breach Candy Hospital, she is under close observation and receiving necessary medical care. The hospital is monitoring her condition and fans across the country are praying for her speedy recovery. In the Asian Wrestling Championship, India's Sujit Kalkal and Abhimanyu Manwal won gold medals in the men's freestyle categories in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. Sujit dominated Uzbekistan's Umidjane Jalolov 8-1 in the 65 kg final, becoming the first Indian since Bajrang Punia in 2019 to win gold in this category. In the 17 kg final, Abhimanyu Mandwal pulled off a major upset, defeating Mongolia's Olympian Homer Ochurin Sulga 5-3. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 23 runs in Chennai. Put into bat first, Chennai Super Kings posted 212 for the loss of 2 wickets, riding on Sanju Samson's super unbeaten 115 of 56 balls and Ayush Mhatre's 59. In reply, Delhi Capitals were bundled out for 189 in 20 overs, with Tristan Stubbs top scoring with 60. And with that, we end this news bulletin.